guest in studio today. It's James McMurtry. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Welcome back to Lexington. On the road, how many months, years you been on the road nonstop this time, James?
We've been out about a week, I think.
Oh, so it's a short trip this time, right?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
As a matter of fact, you really are focusing on live music these days. Your most recent album is called Live in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
That began life as a DVD project because we were playing this place in Amsterdam that was all wired up to do a five-camera shoot. And they said, you want to shoot it? And I said, sure. And they said, well, for $3,000, we can multi-track the audio, and then you can mix it properly. And I said, well, that sounds like a good idea. And
did you have $3,000 in your pocket right
now? No, the label actually covered that. Lightning Rod Records put up the money. But what we didn't know going in was that they were not going to save the raw video footage.
What?
So that means that whatever they happened to shoot with those five cameras was what we had. And they're nice people. They're professional, but they're Dutch, and they speak better English than most Americans, but they're still about three words behind me. And they're shooting a band the way they shoot a band. You know, they're cutting from a vocal line to a kick drum pedal kind of thing. And so I realized that I couldn't charge money for that. But fortunately, I did spend the $3,000 and got good audio so I could make a record out of it and use the DVD as a bonus. So so we have, you know, we got a, you know, it's a CD with a DVD in there as a bonus. And for another $5, you can get an LP because we did vinyl on this one.
Love vinyl.
So with the vinyl, you get both the vinyl, or you get all three. You get the vinyl, the CD, and the DVD. And the DVD has slightly different songs on it than the other two, because I used what sounded good on the record, and I tended to use what looked better on the DVD.
So when you walked in, how much advance notice did you have?
Oh, I had months, but they never told me they weren't going to save that footage.
Oh.
So, you know, but I mean, one of the cool things, we had Ian McClagan playing keyboards with us on that tour because he didn't have anything else to do. And so that really helped out when we played the UK, because, you know, it filled up every house because, you know, he's a hometown hero there. But, you know, a lot of that Amsterdam footage, a lot of it was cross stage shots looking through a forest of microphone stands at McClagan at the keyboard, you know.
Now anybody who's seen you live knows that you're just as good live as you are in the studio, no doubt about it.
I hope
fantastic
so.
Live performance. What's it like for you? What's the difference between recording live as opposed to being in the studio, or is it pretty much the same thing?
No, being in the studio, you can actually, you don't expect to keep the live vocal that you do, that kind of thing. You're not as limited in terms of what you can use. You know, you do a take, everything is isolated. If you like the drums, but you don't like anything else, you can keep that drum track and just build the whole rest of the song around it.
Mm-hmm. No room for mistakes. You can actually cover
there's
up
plenty
the mistakes.
Of room for mistakes in a studio, but live it's a little bit harder. You have to use what you got.
What's going through your mind when you know you're being recorded live?
Hopefully nothing. If you do it right, there's nothing in your mind. Yeah.
That's what I like about you, James. Captain of spontaneity. Hey, you know what? You put out the most recent album, Just Us Kids, and you covered some topics on there that were very in the front of everybody's minds. And you didn't really name any specific things that were going on, but I will give you the titles of some of the songs. Chaney's Toy.
Yeah, okay. Which was widely misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm. People, why? How really? How?
Well, a lot of people thought I was saying the soldiers were Cheney's toys, which I was not. I was saying Bush was Cheney's toy.
He thought
he was the president.
I got that.
Well, anybody that reads the New York Times got that, but I forgot when I put the song out that a lot of people don't read that paper.
Hurricane Party, an obvious topic there. What? That was then. This is now. What's going through your mind as far as songwriting now?
Now it's harder to get my head around the political situation now. The country was factionalized already, but now it's just insane. You know, I really don't understand what everybody's problem with healthcare reform is. We've seen this a couple times during my lifetime. You know, Carter tried to do that, and then Clinton tried, and every time people start yelling about socialized medicine. Well, socialized medicine means you go to the hospital and they don't ask you how you're going to pay for it. They just cover you. And yeah, you do pay higher taxes, but you're not paying insurance premiums. So it balances out to me. everybody's problem seems to be that you can call it socialism. Well, you can call farm subsidies socialism too. So if you don't like socialism, give back your farm subsidies. I like it back.
You know, and your songwriting isn't all political. There's Ruby and Carlos. Yeah. Ruby and Carlos.
But Ruby and Carlos does have a political connotation because Carlos is a veteran of the first Gulf War and probably has Gulf War syndrome.
Okay.
We don't really know. But that's usually what I try to do with politics and songs rather than get on a huge soapbox, which I have done a time or two. But usually I just try to filter it in there, you know, give you an image just so we don't forget that there's guys in the airports wearing fatigues.
Sing a song for us, James.
I'll try that.
What do you got? What are you thinking about? I know you said you didn't know what you were going to play. I think this is interesting. You got
two capos. Doesn't have anything to do with politics.
You got two capos on there. I don't understand.
Well, one of them is further down the neck than the other one, and the other one's offset. Don't expect no favors, nothing in return. Tell all your cross-eyed neighbors that it's none of their concern. Open the shades, Melinda, let in the outside air. I'm deep in doubt and I can't get out, and it must be dark in there. I wanna walk with you in the morning mist, though I should be home by now. And there must be some way out of this. I was thinking you'd know how. And my judgment may be shaky, and my shoes are soaking through, 'cause the weeds are wet and I haven't yet made any sense of you. All the midnight angels fold their wings by dawn, and the same old wild-eyed strangers sit and watch them till they're gone. I let the night unravel, forget my vain pursuits, except to feel that gray rock gravel on your road beneath my boots. I wanna walk with you in the changing light, when the shadows twist and play, and the ghosts that kept me out all night, we can chase them all away. And the talk of those that wonder, and the talk of those that curse, let them have their thrill, they'll need it, we'll be no more for the worse. Shine your eyes upon me, whisper long and low, mindful of the longing that we evermore may know.
up the ridge on pasture, looking down below, you can see the stacks of Danville when the clouds don't hang so low. Should you take a mind to, won't you join me there? Open the shades, Melinda, let in the outside air.
Live music on WKY, it's James McMurtry, and nothing against your band, James, but I would like to see you record a solo record. That was fantastic. You sound incredible by yourself.
Thanks, man.
Really, really good. Started out on Columbia Records, moved to Sugar Hill. Now you're with Lightning Rod. The labels are getting smaller and smaller, more and more independent. Is that something that you wanted to do? I mean, what's the thinking there?
Well, actually... yeah, Compadre Records, I did a couple of records with them. They came along at just the right time because Sugar Hill didn't want to do a live record with us back in the early 90s, and Compadre was happy enough to do it. So we put out Live in '03 with them, and then we did Childish Things with them, and that's one of the better-selling records we ever had. It actually outsold one of the Columbia records from years past.
Being inside the business on this side, I can understand. The promotional machine has changed, but go ahead.
Much, yeah. Well, then Compadre got bought out by Beyonce's father actually bought that label, and I never knew what he was going to do with it. I couldn't figure it out, and then shortly after that, a fellow named Logan Rogers, who had worked for them, got fired, and he decided to start his own label, so I went off with him. That became Lightning Rod.
I got a feeling you're not really thinking a whole lot about record labels, though. I was trying to get my head around the song that you just sang. What was that called?
That was Melinda. That was off the last Columbia record I did. That record was called Where'd You Hide the Body? Came out about 1994.
I was trying to get my head around it, and I'll be honest with you, I've never heard that song. We don't have that record here. I'd love to get a copy of it. If you could send me one, it'd be fantastic. That sounds like a deep...
I don't have a copy. You probably have to get it off Amazon. It's still in print. All that Columbia stuff is available.
I was trying to understand what the Melinda is about. It's deeply personal. What was that song about, James?
It's total fiction. You just have to get the record and listen to it over and over again. The songs are kind of as much about the listener as the writer. So I did have a story in my head, but you just have to listen to it.
What's easier for you to write about? Something topical or a fiction like that or something personal? What?
It doesn't really matter. As long as I get a couple of lines and a melody and maybe a chord progression or something. And if it's cool enough to keep me up at night, then I finish the song. If not, it goes on the scrap pile, and then I pull it out years later. Maybe I understand it.
Well, you got the new record, Live in Europe, and... we look forward to hearing it. It's in stores, correct?
It is in stores. I think you can order it off the website, too.
What is your website?
JamesMcMurtry.com. There should be a link to Lightning Rod Records, which can get you that.
I like it.
Or you can go to Lightning Rod's site. I'm sure they'll sell it to you.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they will.
What's next?
You've only been on City, Tennessee
Johnson
tomorrow.
Johnson City. What's in Johnson City?
I think it's called.
They're probably saying the same thing. What the heck's in Lexington?
It's the Casbah, what it is trying to get, trying to fill a Friday between here and the French Broad River Festival outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Speaking of festivals, you're an Austin man.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about. Give us some personal insight into South by Southwest. I just got to know. I mean, you're obviously. Have performed there, right?
I play there pretty much every year. I don't usually do the sanctioned showcases because they don't want you to play anywhere else if you do that, and then you can't make any money. But Mojo Nixon comes down there on the Saturday of South By. He does a day-long party called Mojo's Mayhem.
And what's that like?
That's crazy. It's a free show at the Continental Club, and they start about 9 in the morning with they've already pre-mixed about 20 gallons of Bloody Marys, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, they have a Bloody Mary pancake party there. It goes on all day long, and we usually play about 3 in the afternoon. So.
Yeah, I lost myself at the Bloody Mary pancake party. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, there used to be a couple of the waitresses would dress up like French maids.
Sounds like a stone jam.
It is. It's,
tell us some more about South by Southwest. I mean, you know, there's one huge party there. What's the feeling like? I mean, Austin's got to be just a buzz with like excitement and activity, right?
Yeah, it brings in a lot of trade. It kind of makes the traffic hard to get around in.
Okay, well let's speak as a fan. You know, speak from you know, obviously you're a performer and people are being from that city, they know you. But who have you seen at South by Southwest that just lit you afire?
Well, you know, I don't generally go to shows during South by. Let me see.
All right. Well, just over around the world, who have you seen lately?
Well, I'll tell you, Ephraim Owens. He's got a regular thing on Tuesdays at the Continental Gallery. Just an amazing trumpet player. And he actually played on Just Us Kids. He's the trumpet on Hurricane Party. And you know, I was never really into horns, but I go listen to that guy, and that's amazing. He's got a trio that plays down there. He's got Red Young playing B3. And usually has J.J. Johnson, but it's not going to last much longer because Ephraim just got a road gig with Sheryl Crow. But, yeah, if you're ever in Austin on a Tuesday, go see Ephraim if he's there.
Write it down, folks. Yeah. You heard it right here.
Ephraim Owens.
Play another one for us, James. What do you got?
Well, let's see.
It's James McMurtry live on WDUKY, everybody.
Beer cans to the ceiling, ashtray on the floor, laundry on the sofa, need I say more? I walked out with my hair wet, I caught one awful cold. Should have been more careful, should have done like I was told. I can't believe it, how could it be? Just like you said could happen. So it did to me. And just when I might have seen the light of day, I crossed my eyes till they stayed that way. And I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, 'cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. The boogeyman came calling, I said I wasn't home. He didn't believe me, he wasn't alone. He had my number, he got my goat. He bought my ticket and paid off my note. He left in a hurry, said he couldn't stay. I guess he had his reasons, I'm not the one to say. I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, 'cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. Thank you. Let's go chase tornadoes, just me and you. You don't often catch them, but man, when you do, just take my catch rope, crawl out on the wing. We won't come down till we own that thing. And then we'll sit out on the front porch, quiet as a mouse, one last time for the close on the house. And keep our distance as best we can, having us a time here in Never Never Land. And we can't grow up, 'cause we're too old now. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it.
James McMurtry live on WUKY. I'm not sure how happy you are these days, but I tell you what, you definitely spread some happiness into my life today. That was great.
Well, thank you.
You have given me a whole new appreciation for your music. I've never heard it with just you and the guitar. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Everybody, he's got the new CD out. Check it out. It's called Live in Europe, and you can find out more at his website, jamesmcmurtry.com. Am I right there?
That's right.
All right. Keep up the good work. Please come back.
I sure will.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, Mike.